Hi guys, welcome back to Working Title and Happy New Year. I hope you all had a lovely holiday season. I just have to say, I am coming to you with so much joy. I had the best day today. I'm recording this on January 1. I am gonna try to pick a day of the week to upload podcasts on because for the past year, it has just been basically any day that the podcast has been ready to go up. But this upcoming year, I'm going to try to pick a day. I'm also going to try to pick an upload day for YouTube. We'll see. I feel like I have to share that in order to stay accountable. So we'll see. Can Margot do one YouTube video a week? Maybe once every other week. There's so much I'm excited to talk about in this episode. I do want to say I really apologize if my voice is so nasally. I can't really tell because it's so much better than it has been, but I got a nasty cold right after Christmas. We went up to Massachusetts with my family to see more of my family, and oh my God, it just hit me like a truck. I was so disgusting. It was just a cold. I tested for COVID, and a couple people in my family just had a cold, so it clearly was just going around. But it was terrible. So I'm getting over that. Happy to be back in good health. Anyways.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I had the best day today. So last night was New Year's Eve, obviously, and my cousin Eliza was in town with a bunch of her girlfriends. Sarah, who's my other cousin Eliza's sister, lives in New York, and Sarah has definitely become like my best friend in New York, and it's been so nice. She's obviously a family member, and that means that our relationship has changed a lot over the course of our life, and I'm sure it will continue to change and adapt and evolve as we grow up. But it's so nice having family members that you can be besties with. And of course, Eliza is a best friend of mine also, but just in terms of like how frequently I see Sarah, I don't see anybody as much as I see Sarah, which is really fun. But I'm also getting really close with Sarah's friends. So a bunch of them joined us last night, and then I had girlfriends that joined us, and we started the night at Sarah's apartment. Sarah is a natural hoster, so I'm gonna have her on the pod at some point. I want to start having more guests on and start with like friends and people that I talk to regularly and really admire. But Sarah is an incredible host, so she started the night somehow transforming her New York City apartment into a dinner table for 15 girls. And we walked in, she already had it all set up. Each dinner plate had a little nip on it, which is like a little tiny, I think it's like a 1 ounce or 1.5 ounce little container of alcohol. And then it had a We're Not Really Strangers card on it, which we didn't end up getting to. But I do love that idea, especially because so many people at the party were completely new to each other and just meeting each other for the first time, or like a couple of girls I'd seen like literally in my childhood, but I haven't seen them since. So just for future reference, I thought that was such a great idea for a dinner party like that. But yeah, so we started the night there. Sarah made us two different kinds of pasta bake dishes and a beautiful Caesar salad or a winter citrus salad. I think it was winter citrus salad. And then there were nine girls staying at Sarah's apartment somehow. So they all got ready kind of like after dinner. I got dressed there. I was borrowing a dress from Gabby. Gabby and JC and Brigitte joined, which was really fun. But Gabby lent me a fabulous dress. And so I was wearing this, it was black tie, the party that we were going to. So I was wearing this velvet black tie dress with kind of this like cream shawl around. So fun to play dress up. And then after dinner, we all Ubered to this party, which one of Eliza's best friends from college, Jenna, Jenna's roommate's brother, who that whole family is so lovely. I met both of them at the party. But her brother has been hosting an annual, or I guess this is like the second time we've done it, hosts a New Year's Eve party. So they rented out this fabulous space in Dumbo. I think it's a converted workspace. It used to be a startup office, and I guess now they just rent it out for different events. But it was such a cool location. It was actually pretty easy to get to. I thought the Ubers were going to be so expensive for Manhattan, but it was totally fine. And it was so fun. So it was black tie. And I think because it was kind of like silly black tie and no one was taking themselves too seriously, every single person showed up in black tie, which I don't know if I've ever been to an event that's not like a wedding or like a very formal kind of like premiere or whatever, where people are taking themselves very seriously, where everyone's just in black tie. And we walked in, it kind of felt like a high school prom for the first like 30 minutes as people were still getting there and getting acclimated, and the lights were still pretty bright, and like there was a little band playing. And then as it got closer to midnight, they turned the lights down. They had a great DJ. It was an open bar. And everyone just started, especially because we came with so many people that were getting to know each other throughout the night. Like, I think we came to this party with like 15, 20 girls. And then also some of my childhood friends ended up going with their boyfriends and roommates and everything. So the more everyone kind of just got comfortable with each other, we just had so much fun all night. It was a really great time. And then of course at midnight, everyone cheered and there were lots of cheek kisses and hugging and clinking and so much fun. So I actually vlogged that whole night. Oh, and then afterwards we went to this bar in Brooklyn, bar club thing called Black Flamingo, which was so much fun. So, and that was like very much a Brooklynite scene, lots of like great people watching. Everyone was so lovely there and just like dancing and enjoying themselves. So truly felt like the best way to kick off 2024 with people I love and making new friends and dancing and cheersing and, oh my God, so much fun. So that was my night last night. And then this morning I woke up and I wanted to go for a walk. It was such a beautiful day today in New York. It felt like a spring day. And I remembered that our dear friends Austin and Lily, who Zantori and I went to Turks and Caicos with back in September. It was the first time we'd done a couples trip, and we adore Austin and Lily, so we were really excited, and the trip went off without a hitch. We had so much fun and like already want to do another one. But Austin and Lily were in Paris for Christmas and New Year's, and they got engaged there, and I actually helped Austin kind of plan the engagement. I really can't take a lot of credit. I said to them, I was like, I was just the bumper and he was the one bowling and like calling the shots, but I was just there to give him like thumbs up and some more ideas. And I was so touched that he reached out to me, because I've never been involved in an engagement before. I don't know if I ever will be again. So I was so touched that Austin reached out. And yeah, so I remembered that they got back this morning, and Zantori and I wanted to get them flowers. So I went to Plant Shed on Bowery, which I've only gone there for a coffee before, but I went in and there was a lovely florist there, and she helped me make a bouquet, which I've also never done. I've never like actually gone to a florist in real time, like picked out the flowers with them and told them what it's for and yada yada. So I got to talk to the florist, and she was so lovely and put together the most beautiful bouquet. And then I walked it down to their apartment. They live in Tribeca, and I surprised them. I didn't tell them I was coming, and the doorman was very kind in letting me go up without giving away my name. And yeah, so I spent the morning just hanging out with them and hearing their story, and they were so excited and just so full of love, and I'm so excited for them. So that was a great way to start my day today. And then since I was already down there, I wanted to go for a little walk, so I kind of just explored more of Tribeca. I feel like every time I go to Tribeca, I kind of go down the same streets because I'm there for like certain tasks or I'm familiar with different restaurants, but it was really nice to walk around and I do have a newfound appreciation for Tribeca after my walk today. And then I cut across to the West Side Highway and I just walked up and then kind of did more exploring. I went to this grocery store called Brooklyn Fair, which I think is technically Tribeca area. It's kind of like Lower West Village, Upper Tribeca area. And it was such a great grocery store. And I got this amazing cheddar cheese. I think it's Irish cheddar cheese. And oh yeah, it was just such a wholesome little cute, adorable grocery store. So I loved that. And I was just walking home. It was such a beautiful night with so much gratitude and love and excitement for the year ahead. I'm excited for this episode because it's going to be kind of a recap on 2023 and then a planning, goal setting check-in for the year ahead. I think really where I'm coming from is a place of feeling very settled and content and happy, and now just wanting to kind of push farther into that and see what else I can kind of juice out of this year, which I feel is a new perspective for me on New Year's. I think especially growing up and being in school and having like such a clear cut of like, okay, this is my second year in college or this is my final year in college or first year living in New York. Like there were so many milestones growing up that New Year's were so significant. And that's really exciting, but it also means that like there's so much newness every year that you can look forward to and plan for and want. But really, maybe for the first time, I am looking at the year ahead and just saying, like, I really just want more of what I had last year. I feel so grateful for my health and my relationships and the experiences that I've had, my boyfriend, my apartment. And these are all things that I'm hoping are going to stay consistent and I can bring into the new year. And of course, there's things that I want to add. But for the most part, there's not much editing that I'm doing. And I'm curious if you guys feel the same way, because I know most of my audience is pretty much my age, maybe give or take a year older or younger. So I'm wondering if you guys feel that this year you're going into the year with not really feeling like you need to change too much, maybe doing some refining and adding a few things, but it doesn't feel like this like whole new thing, blank slate, clean the page, start fresh. But I don't know, I could be wrong. I'm going to leave a little poll question on this episode on Spotify so you can leave your answer. I'm very curious. So the format for this episode of Working Title is going to be completely based off of a series of journal prompts that I posted on no particular order, and it is called 7 Prompts to Welcome 2024, and each slide kind of acts as a page of your journal that you can write in and answer for anyone to use. It's totally free on the Instagram. So we're going to use that format. It's actually the same prompts that I did last year for this time of year. And I'm really proud of these prompts because I think they do a really good job of building on one another. So that means that I'm not going to talk about absolutely everything that I journaled about, because since it does build on each other, it can be a bit repetitive to talk about. But I think when you're writing it and pulling certain things out and discarding things and seeing what themes you're writing about, it really makes it easy to get to the final page, which is kind of the list of like goals and bucket list items that you have for the year, which we will get to in this episode. If you haven't done these prompts, I would totally urge you to do so. I obviously did them last year, and I actually did a Working Title episode kind of around the same format of prompts called All the Goals I Didn't Hit. So if you want to listen to last year's episode, be my guest, but this is going to follow kind of the same format. And as I was writing these down and journaling, it was so nice to open up my journal from last year and actually be able to see what my list of goals was and check things off and see what I didn't hit and be able to kind of like move them over to this year's. It's just so nice to have that like written record of what your goals are and actually be able to revisit it. And especially because it's the same format, it's really easy to kind of compare both pages and goals and figure out what you really do want to bring into this year. Without further ado, let's get into the prompts and talking about last year and the year ahead of us. The first question is, how did I feel at the start of 2023? So looking back, I had just launched No Particular Order, which is crazy. It feels like it's been so much longer than a year that I've had the business, and it makes me really excited about what's to come if we've been able to do so much in just the first year that we launched, which is so exciting. But definitely at the beginning of 2023, that was like my sole focus. I just started doing that full time. I was really excited about it. So many ideas for the brand. I spent last New Year's in Martha's Vineyard with Santori, and it was like the most relaxing, beautiful, calm way to bring in the new year, which it looks very different from what I did this year. It was a great vibe going into the year. Throughout 2023, I definitely felt really happy. And I think that's like the overarching thing is I look back at the year fondly. However, the thing that was also consistent was I felt pretty jumbled and unstructured. And I think it's because it's the first time in a while that I was completely kind of like working for myself and freelancing. I am not really designed to do that, I don't think. Like if I did these personality tests, I am sure that I would see that I like to be given structure and to have a structure to follow and due dates that other people give me. And that's, I think, how I work the best. And I obviously don't have those or can be really lenient with them when I'm giving it to myself. So for the first 4 or 5 months, I was just doing No Particular Order stuff and was really lacking structure. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that I have some pretty serious decision paralysis, and especially when it comes to my brand, I feel very precious about every decision. So it means that instead of making decisions, I just push them off, and it's just like a big thing that I have to get better at. But I decided in, I think, April, I started working with my first client of last year, and I had so much fun. I had 2 short-term clients this year. So the first one was a interior designer, and we had so much fun together. This was a pretty small contract in terms of what she needed from me, but I had so much fun. And then we actually went on a work trip together to Milan for Design Week in Milan. And we went to Isolone, which is like the big furniture interior design trade show, which was amazing and such a new world for me to see. And I just felt very grateful for that experience. So that was a really cool freelancing experience. And then later in the year, I was doing freelancing for a luxury skincare brand, and I brought this brand to market. We did launch for the brand on her digital platforms and helped just consulting different photo shoots and brand identity and working with the creative director. But that was a short contract, and quickly realized that I wouldn't be able to do both that and No Particular Order. And it really just reminded me how much I loved No Particular Order and working on startups and small businesses, and knowing that if I can take my business as seriously as I can take other people's businesses, then my time is going to be much better spent working on No Particular Order rather than just freelancing on like a retainer payment. So not to say that I don't want to continue working with clients and teams, because I certainly do. I just have to kind of change what maybe the structure of that looks like, or the timelines of how long I'm giving brands to work with them, and also just figuring out a way to weave it into No Particular Order so I'm not just like completely pausing working on my own brand and pushing it aside to work with other companies. Overall, amazing experiences. I'm really grateful that these 2 amazing, inspiring female founders put their faith in me and let me work on their brand and kind of tell their story to the public. But felt very jumbled because of it. And just like every day was so different. There's no structure. I think this past year was a good reminder for me that I cannot get work done in my apartment. Like, I think I've maybe had two successful work from home days in my apartment in the 2 years that I've lived here. And I think I hold on to those memories. Like, I know I could do it. Like, if I just get enough coffee in my system or clean off my desk or whatever. And God, it just never works. So I did get a membership thing this year. So I have a co-working space, networking space, whatever, that I enjoy going to. I just have to basically treat that as my office and say, okay, you have to show up 9 to 5 from these days of the week and yada, yada. Moving on this taking inventory first page, my 2023 word of the year, I would say, is comfortable. I was really happy and content, and I don't feel like I pushed the limits as much as I could in terms of challenging myself. So I definitely want to consider that for 2024. But I think comfortable is a great word, and I loved being comfortable and happy. The last prompt on this page is, in one word, write how you hope to feel at the end of 2024. And my answer would be triumphant. I want to feel like I checked a lot of boxes and I really pushed myself and experienced brand new things. And yeah, I think triumphant's a good word to work towards. Okay, the next page of prompts, the theme is reflecting. So the first prompt is goals I hit in 2023. So the first one I'm really excited about is I got back into taking dance classes. I've just dipped my toe in the water. I haven't fully registered for classes at a studio, but I started taking the ABT ballet class that Equinox has, and I have so much fun. The teacher is amazing. It's definitely a bit more like workout classy than a ballet class. You're not standing at a bar, but we're doing a lot of the same exercises and using the same muscles and port-a-bras, which is like the arms that you use in ballet that you would in a traditional ballet class. So I'm still going to give myself credit for that. It definitely gave me the confidence to sign up for ballet classes in the city. I grew up doing dance like in a major way. If you danced competitively or you're somebody who says, I grew up dancing, you know how much time you spend at the studio. And my fear was always I was going to get back into dance and just like be really weak in the muscles that you need, which I am, or not really remember how to move or feel really awkward. And I did not. I like totally fell right back into it. Of course, the muscles, oh my God, could use a lot of work. Ballet is no joke, but it gave me the confidence boost I needed to sign up at a studio and like be around other people who consider themselves dancers or do this every week for years. So I'm really excited about that. The next was I hosted 2 events for NOPO, which 2 was the number I had on my goal list. So the first one we did was a workshop at my childhood library, which I think we had over like 70 people come to of all ages. Like truly, I think the youngest person there was probably 12 and the oldest was in their 80s. So that was amazing. And the second event, oh my God, no, we hosted 3 events. Love that. The second event was a cover decorating class with Recreate Collective by Liz Chick, and that was so much fun. Definitely want to do more of that in her beautiful studio next year, or this year. This year. Mm-hmm. And the last one was we did a closet sale and a no particular order sale at Cherry on Top, which is a sick wine bar in Brooklyn. Definitely want to do more of that next year. And I actually have already planned some like internal corporate workshops for next year that I'm so excited about. I did try new hair. That was on my goal. Didn't really work out how I wanted it to. Basically, I wanted to do like the bleach blonde look, but was convinced by my smart hairstylist, Drea at Hair Magic NYC, that I would not want to do that and bleach all of my hair off and ruin my hair and have to stay super consistent. Already as it is, I hate having to go in and get highlights every like 4 months. So we did something called high lift, which is basically taking your hair to like the lightest that'll go naturally, kind of without bleaching it. But then the problem is when you tone it, it doesn't really match the rest of the highlights that we've been doing, because you really just do like the roots of your hair. And then the second time we didn't tone it and it was too orange. So I tried something out. I didn't love it. So I'm going to just go back to doing heavy highlights, because I do look back at photos where I was just doing heavy highlights and I'm like, okay, that was kind of my hair peak. So we're going back to it, but we tried something new. That's all that matters. I feel so connected to my body. I feel really strong and capable. I've taken a ton of workout classes at Equinox recently. They kindly gifted me a 3-month membership. So I'm trying to make the most of it while I have it. And I'm just feeling really good and comfortable and confident about my body. I have spent so much time with amazing friends this year, and especially girlfriends. And that's been really special for me. And I also made some shifts with my own kind of business in terms of the people on my team and bringing on a bookkeeper and just kind of being a bit more strategic about the people who are on my roster. Goals I didn't hit. This is like the top one that I didn't hit that's going straight to the top of my goals for 2024 is I didn't start therapy. For really no other reason other than the fact that it seems like a really daunting and lengthy and expensive process to find a therapist, which I know is not a good excuse. And really, if I just put my head down and worked on it, I would be able to do it. I know I'm capable of figuring it out. I did not get No Particular Order into any magazines. This was kind of a strategic decision, because there's a couple things that I want to do before I start doing like a big PR push, which maybe that's an excuse, but definitely want to start getting No Particular Order into some more publications. I want to do more volunteering. I did do volunteering here and there throughout the year, and I met really amazing people. And shout out New York Cares. It's an amazing database of volunteer opportunities in the New York area. So anyone can go on, make an account, and sign up for just like, you basically just drop in to different volunteering events. So I did a handful of those, but I want to do more consistent volunteering, whether it's setting like, okay, I'm going to do at least one or two New York Cares events a month, or maybe it's finding like a shelter or a coat drive or whatever it is that you have like a consistent slot every week or every month. But I do want to figure that out, because I think it's really important and I think it's a great way to get more involved in community. I didn't take as many online courses and like IRL courses as I wanted. I think realistically, if I were to do that, I would have to kind of like really build that into my life and decide, okay, is this something that I want to get a degree in this, or I want to like really take this seriously? And at this point, like if I'm being honest with myself, would I like to have another course or something on my resume? Totally. But it's not like a super, super high priority for me right now. Right now, my goals aren't like completely aligned with building that into my schedule. Not to say I don't think continued learning isn't important, because it obviously is. But in the way that I wanted to bring it into my year last year, if I'm being honest with myself, it's just not realistic right now. And the last one was I did not move to the UK. So I kind of had the option, if I wanted to, at the end of my lease last year, which ended in December, to move out of New York and move to England. I talked about it on the episode with Santori about long distance, the recent one that we did. But here I am, still in New York. Some key events last year. The one that really sticks out to me is my entire family. Well, one of my brothers wasn't able to make it, but my parents and one of my brothers and my cousins going to Santori's village in England. That was like the most special thing. And it's also really special because we're starting to see both of our families become family. I think a lot of times you don't necessarily get that with in-laws. Like, I think only a handful of times my mom's parents and my dad's parents spent time together, which is honestly really mind-blowing to me. And I don't necessarily want that for myself. And I'm lucky that my parents don't want that. Like, they want to be really involved in my in-laws' life. And like, when I have kids, being able to be there and like be very involved. So it was just really nice that we were able to do that and spend time and just like playing Uno and telling stories and having breakfast and going to this music festival. So magical. Doing some solo travel in London, which I did a whole podcast episode about solo travel. I absolutely loved that. I launched cocktail napkins for no particular order, which was really exciting. That is the second product that we've launched, and I'm hoping to do a ton of more product launches. I mean, realistically, there's not going to be a ton, but one or two more product launches in 2024, because there's just like a massive laundry list of things that I eventually want to get out there. So just continuing to do that. Going to Vermont with two girlfriends that I adore and look up to so much, Harley and Tatum. I'm going to try to convince them to come on Working Title. They're both pretty private people, and especially when it comes to their work. But we'll see if we can crack them open for the pod, because they're amazing. I went to a Vance Joy concert in Central Park with JC and Luke, which are two of my just like, again, lifelong friends. And we had so much fun. It was in Central Park and just such a magical way to end the summer. Going to Texas for a wedding and then going to a ranch for a week was really great. I went to the music festival Sound on Sound in Bridgeport with my parents and Zantori, and oh, that was amazing. Hozier, John Mayer. John Mayer's set was unbelievable. He was born in Bridgeport and his dad taught in Bridgeport, so he was performing all of these songs that he really doesn't perform a lot of the time, and really talking to the audience. And Zan and I were literally standing like 15 feet away. It was so cool. What else? I don't know. Just like all of the little moments in between. There was a dinner party that Sarah had with her girlfriends, which I'm getting really close with them. And we had so much fun. That was more recent. I'm trying to think. Just doing little day trips. And oh, I went to Beacon. I want to explore more of Hudson this year. And that was kind of like a nice little taste of what that area looks and feels like. So those are some of the key events as I'm looking back at 2023. Key characters, I feel like you already know. Zan, Sarah, my parents, Eliza, Austin, Lily, Henry. Like, if you guys have been following along, you already know the cast list, if you will, of 2023 was. I'm going to skip highs and lows because, again, I don't want to get too repetitive here. The next page is refining. So what I want to discard, I want to really be intentional about the time that I'm spending in my apartment, because again, if I am here and I think I'm going to get work done or think I'm going to be productive, I just have to be real with myself that that's not going to happen. So the time that I do spend here, I want it to be more intentional, whether I'm reading or just kind of like relaxing at the end of the day. I want to be in my apartment when I'm exhausted and when I have a lot of energy. I don't want to be here. I really want to discard this idea that I'm a bad texter, because I think it's actually really rude, and I don't want to. It's like kind of been like a funny shtick that like, oh, like Margot doesn't respond and like I have to ping Margot on text, but like really it's not fair to the people in my life that are trying to make plans with me or check in or just like even chat, and it's rude, and that is out for this year. I need to get better at that. I don't know how, but I'm gonna try to figure it out. The next thing I want to discard is this like perfectionism I have with my apartment, where I feel like I don't have as many people over to my apartment as I would like, because I want it to be like perfect when people come, and I want them to be like impressed by my space and inspired and whatever. And I've just realized that it's holding me back from having so many great shared moments in my apartment that I could have. So getting rid of that, which honestly, I just need to get over myself, and I can do that. That's not too hard to do. And the last one is discarding big drinking nights. I am so over waking up feeling hungover. And I've discovered this past year that there are alternatives to drinking. And I'm not going to get into them here. I mean, one alternative is just being sober and having a fun time. I'm going to attempt sober January, so we'll keep you updated on that. Yeah, I don't need to be drinking a ton of alcohol. It doesn't feel good. A cocktail here and there is fun, and a like nice conversation over a glass of wine is great, but I don't need to be waking up hungover more than like one or two mornings this year. I'll give myself that. I'm just going to go through a list. Feeling really strong and capable physically has been really great. I want to keep my membership for this. It's at Soho House, and it just has been really good for me from like a work standpoint. So keep that. Keep visiting Santori and having kind of the cadence that we've had visiting each other. Keep working Tidal. Keep going to amazing concerts and festivals, and also finding more like niche artists that I love and just buying tickets to them in Brooklyn or wherever they are. I have the New York Magazine, so I want to keep that subscription and maybe look into another magazine subscription that I like. That's just like a really fun treat for me. And I want to continue reading. I got a Kindle last year and it helped me read so much. Maybe we'll do another podcast episode about like books and things that I've been enjoying on my Kindle, but that's been really great. Things that I want to add, therapy. I want to add more handwritten letters and not just letters as thank you letters. I think that's like the bare minimum, but writing people just to say I'm thinking of you, or if you see something in a magazine or a newspaper and you can clip it out and send it to people. It's just such like a cheap, nice, lovely way to say I'm thinking of you and I care about you. So more of that. More thinking outside the box with no particular order. Again, I feel like when I'm working at other startups, I get so inspired and excited and share so many ideas of how we could market or what the tone is or like visually what we're doing or different trends. And when it comes to no particular order, I think because we are a team of one. Me, myself, and I. Maybe I'm a little more timid to think outside the box because I know I'm the one that's going to have to execute it. But I think just going there, and if I need to bring more people on for certain projects or whatever, then being willing to do that. And lastly, I want to add classes, but not like big academic classes, more like dance classes or a pottery course, and really investing in things. I was talking to one of Eliza's friends, Jenna, and she was saying that she was going for a run and she saw all of these people sailing and it looked fun. So she signed up for her local yacht club in Chicago, and now she taught herself how to sail. And I just think that's the coolest thing ever. The next page is themes. So I'm just going to do one from each category for this just to keep this moving. So for career, one of the examples I have is give back. So finding a partner for no particular order that we can either do workshops or finding nonprofits that would benefit from gifted no particular order journals or giving some of the proceeds back, but really finding like an intentional partner. The next category is mental health. And this one I have loud and proud. I find that I shut myself up so much by just saying like, no one cares, like, you don't need to say that, like, nothing's gonna change if you say something or if you keep it to yourself. And honestly, I want to leave that mentality in 2023. I think I have something to add, and even if I don't, you learn when you put yourself out there and get people's feedback and be more a part of the world. So that also has to do with more working title episodes and just being less precious about them and just sharing what my thoughts are. Okay. The next category is physical health. I put dance there. We'll leave it at that. We've already talked about it. Relationships. I want to do more dinner parties. I've never hosted like a proper dinner party at my apartment, so I want to attempt to do that. And I also want to focus more on one-on-one friendships. I feel like this past year I've met so many incredible people, but when I see them, it's always in group settings. And I want to start to like reach out to these people that I enjoy hanging out with in group settings and hang out with them one-on-one and just build those relationships, which can be very intimidating to do. But what I've learned this past year and what I've kind of just observed is everyone wants to meet more people all the time. I always think about this mindset that I had freshman year of college, which is that as a freshman, it's kind of like the open door theory that everyone's leaving their door open because everyone is there to meet new people. I feel like it's the same energy. I mean, honestly, always. I don't think there's ever going to be a time in my life where I'm like, okay, I'm done making friends. I don't want to meet more people. Or like, even if it's not friends, just again, having conversations with people that might be different from the people that you talk to on a day-to-day basis. I forget where I'm going with this. I'm just rambling and I lost track. But I guess also just in this relationships category, I will add that I want to start more conversations with strangers. I think Sarah is really good at doing this. Just the same idea that like everyone wants to talk to people and meet more people and have conversations and share their stories, especially with strangers. Also, it can't hurt. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? The worst that could happen is that they're wearing headphones and they don't hear you. And there's a moment of embarrassment, but guess what? Life moves on. So that's my relationships goal. In the free time category, I want to do more day trips. I did a couple day trips last year. Again, I went to Beacon for a day and it was really fun. And there's just so many places around New York. And the public transportation is so great with trains and... Well, you know what public transportation is. I don't have to list examples. Yeah, just finding more places. And again, maybe with some of those new friends, doing those little one-on-one trips. The last is finances. So I just brought on a bookkeeper. So I'm really excited for this year to be more considered about my finances and also just being aware of like, okay, I'm making this much money, but this is where I'm spending it. And these are the returns on the investments that I'm making. I feel like because I made that very big step of bringing somebody on my team to help me manage my finances, then the next step is like actually being analytical about it and using the information to make better choices. The next page is, how do you want to feel in 2024? First word is structured. Again, I don't have to repeat myself with this, but I need to find a cadence and a schedule that pushes me and leads me to more hard work and kind of breakthroughs. So finding like, how do I get to my flow state, and like creating a schedule that will put me on the path to have the most opportunity for success, and really thinking about like how I work. And maybe that's taking personality tests, and maybe that's conversations with my future therapist about why I avoid certain things, or like what gets me really excited or whatever. I've never been to therapy, so I don't really know how much they can help me with this, but yeah, definitely more structured. Next is refined. I want to continue to grow my personal style. I'm really proud of myself, especially these past couple of years with TikTok and trends and overconsumption and hauls and whatever. I feel like I have stuck to my style pretty through and through. And of course, there's been moments where there's certain trends, and like I'm very lucky to work with different companies that they send me new pieces. But for the most part, I don't think I am an over consumer. And I do feel like I have like the core pieces in my closet that for the past 3 years, every season, I'm reaching for the same pieces. So continuing to do that and refine my personal style and just kind of have fun with that. Next is unbogged. So I don't know what the actual word for that would be, because unbogged is certainly not a real word. But you guys know what I mean. Just like getting rid of all of the clutter. I just did a closet sale and donated the rest of my stuff to Housing Works. So just continuing to just like filter things out if I don't need them, give things away, and just be more on top of making sure that the only things in my apartment are things that I need and bring me joy. Marie Kondo style. Okay, the next page is arguably the most fun page out of all of these, and it is the goals that you have for 2024. I just also want to quickly point out that you could do this two ways, or maybe both. I just jumbled them because when I was on my walk today, I kind of realized that these are two separate things. You can have goals and you can have a bucket list. And the way that I would define these as different is A bucket list is a list of things that you just want to do once and check it off. So like things that you want to experience and add to kind of like your life story, even if you just do it one time. Whereas a goal is something that you want to implement into your lifestyle. These are kind of mixed up. And I also had a hard time making this list and not making it just like a to-do list of things that I know I need to do. This might be a little bit, I mean, this is definitely going to be all over the place, so just bear with me. So we talked about press features. So I have a couple specific press features that I would absolutely die for this year. One of them is, of course, the New York Times. That would be an absolute dream come true. And they have been writing about journaling a lot over the years. So I think there's a little window there manifesting that. And another one is New York Magazine. I have the New York Magazine subscription, so that would be really cool. Anything in The Strategist or The Cut would be, oh my God, phenomenal. Of course, Vogue. I mean, duh. Another goal is getting into some amazing stockists for no particular order. So again, I'm like, is that just a to-do list item or is that a bucket list goal thing? I'm not really sure, but that's on my list. I would love to somehow go to Vogue World again. I went the first year they had it in New York and it was one of the coolest nights of my life. This past year they did it in London, so I don't know if they're going to bring it back to New York this year in September, but if they do, I would die to go to that again. I want to do more public speaking events, but I also maybe want to take a couple classes or just study public speaking a bit more. I did a public speaking thing in 2022, and honestly, I wasn't super proud of myself. And even with the no particular order events that we've been doing, I have so much fun and I get good feedback, which I don't know if it's just people being nice, but watching videos of me doing it back kills me. And I think also I talk a lot with my hands, maybe a little bit excessively, and it takes away from what I'm saying. So maybe refine that a little bit, but then add some public speaking opportunities in. I want to buy more art, and maybe it's for my apartment and maybe it's just kind of like art to own because I see it and I love it. And not necessarily just like super expensive art. I feel like that's what we think of when we think of buying art. But maybe just coming across new artists or on these trips I'm doing. Just buying little pieces that bring me joy that I can bring into my space and kind of start to collect in my life. I would love to do a long UK visit again this year. I did a month in the UK last year and I loved it. So I would love to do that maybe in like June, July this year. I really want to get my teeth whitened. I really want to get more consistent on YouTube again. I know I kind of dropped one YouTube video a week. That's probably not realistic because it takes me about a week to edit a video. But if I can do like two to three videos a month, I would be really happy. So I'm going to really try to stick to filming, and maybe the editing isn't going to be as like fancy. Maybe for a couple videos, like one or two videos a month, I bring on an editor. I have to figure that out. But I really, that's totally my favorite form of storytelling. Right now I'm hating uploading on Instagram, and maybe you can tell I'm just like not really posting that much. I get super in my head about stories and how I'm kind of like telling the story and when I'm uploading, because I don't want to upload in real time for safety and blah, blah, blah. But I love YouTube and I also love podcasting. So really just focusing on those and then letting Instagram be like a byproduct of everything else that I'm doing. I want to do more photo shoots. I didn't really do any photo shoots for me the past year. I did one for the cocktail napkins, which was fun, but I also learned that I hate producing photo shoots, which was interesting because I would have thought that I would love that, but I hate it. So maybe less like producing photo shoots and more starring in photo shoots, if you will. But yeah, just taking like, again, that content bit more seriously and elevated and executing different visions that are fun and not too crazy. This was inspired by my walk today. I really want to play tennis on the West Side Highway. I haven't done that, and I have a couple friends that I've talked about doing that with that I would love to do that. I also want to gift more intentionally throughout the year. I love giving gifts. It is my love language. I get so excited. It brings me so much joy. And I think that's even why I was so elated today was I was able to bring Austin and Lily this bouquet of flowers, and it just made me so excited. I would love to go to Vermont again. So Harley, if you're listening, I might be inviting myself back. I mean, this is so annoying, especially given what I was saying about my apartment perfectionism, but I really want to finish my apartment. I've lived here for 2 years. But okay, I know that's a long time, but I imagine when I move into like a house one day, I'm never going to be done decorating. Like, I don't really want to be done decorating. I like the act of bringing things in and changing things around and like getting new stuff and buying things slowly. I think that's the other thing. Like, I haven't been so eager to buy a new rug and like buy new art just because I want to fill a wall. Like, I've been really slow to do it. So even though I know this is my last year living in my apartment, it would be really nice to feel like it's done. I just kind of got rid of my TV, so now I have a whole space that I need to fill where that was. So we'll see if we get to that. The last goal, I feel like this is a fitting thing to end on, is more working title episodes. My goal last year was to do 12. I think I hit 9, which it's not 12. I didn't get to once a month, but I'm proud of that. And I'm going to up the ante. If we're going to follow in that same direction, maybe we won't hit 24. Maybe we'll hit like 18, but hey, that would be amazing. So goal is to do at least 24 episodes of working title this year. I have a format that I'm working out and I'm really excited about it. It's very kind of journal based. So we'll see how that goes and test it out. And who knows, maybe we could go crazy and do a weekly podcast. I mean, never been done before. There's so much more that I want to talk about, but I will get out of your ear and leave you to have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening to Working Title. It's going to be an amazing year. I feel really good about it. I'm going to leave another question box on the podcast on Spotify where you can leave one or two of your goals because I'd love to hear them and add them to my list. Last thing, I will get on my knees and beg if I need to, but if you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it really helps me out to get the podcast discovered. And also selfishly, I just love reading the reviews on Apple. It makes my night. I love you so much. Happy New Year. And may you have a healthy, happy, prosperous year ahead. I'm so excited. Bye.